The following is a RackRadioShow.com exclusive.
And welcome to the Rack Extra Views right here on WildTalkRadio.com. It's the Ms. and Mrs. edition. He's Rock, I'm Lindsay, and we're back with episode 2 of our new favorite show. Oh my god, I love it so much. And the shenanigans continue. We essentially pick up right where we left off from episode 1, and the first thing we open with is the implied nude photo shoot.
I like how they've continued from episode 1 right into this with it.
I like how there's continuity in this already.
Yeah.
We're 2 episodes in. Continuity. Yes! And that there's fallout from it. But it's hilarious fallout, because they're trying to basically explain to Maurice's mother what an implied nude photo shoot is, because they're showing her the pictures, and it's the nice, fully clothed photo shoot pictures, and then she stops, and she's like, okay, so I don't know if I should show you the other ones, because, so it's an implied nude photo shoot where you're naked, but you're kind of not naked, basically nothing, you're completely butt naked, but nothing's showing. So they try to explain that to her mother, and they pull up the shot of the two of them doing the same pose, because if you watched last episode, the real hilarity was Miz gets the wrong information and thinks it's going to be a totally nude photo shoot. So he walks out totally butt naked, and everybody just starts laughing. Maurice was crying. She was laughing so hard. And so Miz decides to do the same poses as Maurice. And so when they get the photo, or they show the mother the photo, it's basically the two of them photoshopped together of them doing the same pose.
The best was, like, they were going through all the photos, and he's like, I really don't want to show her this. I really don't want to show her this.
Yeah, he's like, I really don't need my mother-in-law seeing me butt naked. And of course, Maurice's mother, who I love so very much, gives him utter shit by going, you have no ass. Like, that's her response to the photo, is you have no ass. And, you know, but she also asks about Big Mike and if Big Mike was hanging out. And they're like, no, that's not what this is. And then she makes fun of his butt. He's like, no, I have a nice ass. It's a great ass. I work out. I do squats. And Maurice is like, you have a cute ass. He was very offended that the mother did not like his butt. It was adorable.
Yeah.
So, go ahead.
No, yeah, I'm with you. Keep going.
So, basically, this episode is all about the baby shower. And this is the last party that they are going to have at Chateau Marmaise. So, they did a previous party where they did the gender reveal. This is the actual baby shower.
Those are two different things.
And this is going to be a very high class affair. So we start the day with Ms. and Maurice, and Maurice is trying to get in the car. She can't get in the car because she can't lift her leg up to get in the car. And she's like, here, come help me. And he's like, what, you want me to stick your hand up your ass? And she's like, well, yeah. So I got pregnant.
Yeah. Stick his hand up her. Okay.
Well, I think that's how it started.
So we know what they're into.
Anyway, so we go to this lovely little bakery in L.A., and Maurice is looking at the different cakes that they have, because she wants to get a cake and sweet treats and that kind of thing. So they start looking at the cakes. And she falls in love with this beautiful four-tier pink and gold and white cake. And it's beautiful. It's lovely. It's $1,000.
Who in their right mind pays $1,000 for a cake?
That was pretty much Miz's reaction to that.
Okay, I'm with Miz all the way. Who in the hell pays $1,000 for a cake? That is a lot of money for a cake.
I can understand it, but I'm not with her on it to pay $1,000 for a cake. His justification was, you know, I had Transformers cakes that were fully done that weren't even that much. And she's like, okay, but a sheet cake from Ralph's is not going to work.
Don't dish the sheet cake. A sheet cake can work in any situation.
This is true. This is very true. So essentially, Miz is a bit of a bargainer.
Good Jew.
He can say that. I can't.
I'm Jewish. I can say it. Good Jew.
And so he's like, no, I'm not paying $1,000 for a cake. And so he starts to basically bargain with them. And
haggle.
They bargain it down to a less highly decorated 3-tier cake for $750. And then we start talking about delivery. And they're like, well, it's $100 to deliver.
Wait, why is something $100 to deliver, first off? Please, someone explain to me how in the right mind you get away with a $100 delivery fee for that, for a cake. It's not furniture, it's a cake.
Well, people to move the cake, you're paying for gas, it is California.
Who in the right mind will pay $100 to deliver a cake? It's It's not furniture.
It's not furniture, yes. So
it's being treated like furniture, but $100. So he has to haggle a bargain.
So he haggles with them, and he gets it down to $7.50 for the cake and $90 for delivery.
Still overpaying for the delivery fee, I'm just saying.
But he gets them down $10, and he's happy.
He's happy. He got to do what he likes to do, his bargain.
So then they get in a debate in the car where it's like he likes the deal and she just wants the best. And so they debate this. And so he proves his point basically by they stop and he buys her. He goes to this flower stand on a corner and he buys her roses and this gigantic teddy bear. And apparently it's right around Valentine's Day when this all goes down. And so he buys her this for $65, where he goes up to the guy and this is all I have on me, so I'll give you this for these two things. And they haggle and they bargain and they come to an agreement. And he surprises her with the flowers and the bear, and she's so touched, and she's like, oh, you're such a good husband. And then he reveals in the cutaway that that was a bargain, and she's like, wait, you bargained the flowers and the bear?
Yep, yes, he did.
And she's like, for fuck's sake, really?
It was awesome.
She was not happy.
It was awesome.
It was hilarious.
I loved it.
Real couple problems, y'all. Real couple problems. So we come to the baby shower.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the day of. And Mrs. Parents are coming in. And Mrs. Dad, I guess, is flying in separate from his mom. So maybe his mom had been there and then his dad came in. But basically, he has to go pick his dad up at the airport because his dad is not going to spring for a taxi or an Uber or anything else. So Miz has to go pick up his dad. And by the way, there was a section in here where we were at Monday Night Raw and Miz was basically complaining to Dolph Ziggler, which we find out they lived 6 minutes apart growing up from each other, never knew each other, and they're BFFs.
Yep.
Which is hilarious.
He invited Dolph to the baby shower,
which Dolph is all in. So we come to the day of the party. Miz has to go pick up his dad. So Miz leaves, goes pick up his dad, and they're talking money, and they're talking about how expensive the cake is and how expensive the delivery is. And Miz's dad is like, oh my God, I can't believe you pay that much. And then he's like, well, you don't need to pay the delivery fee. We can pick up the cake. And Miz is like, I don't know about this. But it's like, no, we can pick up the cake. And that's what they do. The Mizanin men go and pick up this beautiful three-tier white, pink, and gold cake. Very nice. And they put it in the back seat. And you knew this was going to go wrong the second they put it in the back seat.
Miz knew the moment he was about to shut the door.
He's like, I don't like this. This does not look good. Common sense would dictate somebody would sit in the back seat, Miz's dad, with the cake just to hold on to the cake and steady the cake and make sure it doesn't go anywhere. And again, this is why you pay the delivery fee, folks, right here.
You still don't pay $100 for delivery.
You don't pay $100, but if you can get it delivered, you still get it delivered.
Yes, get it delivered for $20. They can put it in a truck. It'll be fine.
Anyway.
That's the most I would spend for delivery for a cake is $20.
I know.
Actually, that's a lot, but still.
I know. Anyway. So, moving on.
I still think when trying to ship clothes for $10 is a ripoff anyhow. Anyway, moving on. This is not the platform for me complaining about shipping fees.
Why do you still play shipping? Pretty much everybody does free shipping now.
There are some places that don't do free shipping.
Why do you shop there?
I don't. Other people do. Moving on.
So, anyway, we pull out of the parking lot. We get about a little bit of ways off the parking lot. And then somebody slams on the brakes. And Miz has to slam on his brakes. And of course, what happens when you slam on your brakes? Everything comes flying forward. So we just see this beautiful cake come flying forward. And the top of the cake smacks right into the console, the center console, in the front seats. And Miz is like, crap. Oh, crap. And then Miz's dad is like, you think it's ruined?
You think?
So they pull over, they're messing with this cake, they're trying to get it out of the car, they're trying to fix it, to get it upright, basically. They can't do it, and Mrs. Dad is messing with it, and basically what ends up happening is the top of the cake disconnects from the rest, and it falls out of the car into the road, it gets a cigarette butt on it, and Miz is like, no.
So now,
no.
So now it's panic mode, what to do. Now, at the same time all this is going on, Maurice is calling. And she's panicking on, you know, where are you? And she's talking crap about his dad to her. Like, why does he have to, you know, why does he have to go get him? You should be here. There's all this stuff going on, et cetera, et cetera. And
yeah. And Miz is just standing there and he's like, nope, don't want it. And he goes in the cutaway and he's like, didn't want the explosion. Didn't want to deal with it. We're going to fix it. So they throw the cake back in the car. They go back to the bakery. They go in. The women are like, oh my God, what did you do to our cake? And he's like, I will pay you. He's like, this is not going to work. This has to get fixed. I will pay you $2,000
for the four-tier version.
For the four-tier version of this cake, and $200 for delivery if you do this right now, if you fix this. And the women are kind of standing there looking at each other, and they're like, yeah, okay, sure, let's do it.
This sucker is giving us $2,000 and double delivery cost.
Cha-ching. And so Mrs. Dowd is like, oh, God. And Mrs. is like, I don't want to deal with it. I don't want to deal with the explosion. I don't want any of this. I'm just going to fix it. This is the most relatable marriage in the history of marriages right here. He's just like, nope, nope, not dealing with it. But it would have been more hilarious as if he went and bought a sheet cake. But he doesn't do that.
And piled sheet cakes on top of each other to make it tears.
Because that's what the dad suggested they do.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he does that. So eventually they leave the damaged cake with the bakery. They go back to the house 5 hours after Mrs. left to go pick up the dad. And Maurice is like, getting her makeup done. She's like, where the hell have you been? And he's like, oh yeah, we got stuck in traffic. I don't know what's up. And then she's like, well, the cake isn't here. And she's freaking out about the cake. And Mrs. is like, oh yeah, I don't know what's going on with the cake. It's on its way. I'm sure it's on its way. We said it was going to get delivered, right?
Now at this point, the mother becomes suspicious of what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She knows something's afoot.
She knows something is afoot. And then the new cake arrives. And of course, it's the beautiful four-tier cake that she wanted. And Marie says, oh my God, I'm so excited. This is exactly what I wanted. And the mom's like, yeah.
Something's not right.
Something's not right here. But Maurice is excited. Mike is a hero because he has surprised his wife with this beautiful four-tier cake. She's ecstatic. She's, you know, they're ready for the party because basically she's told him, when we're planning stuff like this, this is the last blowout for the house. And then we're going to leave. This is our daughter's, our first child's baby shower. You know, this is very important. She just wants everything to fall in place. She doesn't want any screw-ups. And he's like, no, I get it. There's no screw-ups. It's fine.
And then he stares at her boobs.
And he stares at her boobs, like any good husband does. So now it's party time. Maurice is looking beautiful. Mike is looking handsome. The cake is looking yummy. We have celebrities. We have wrestlers.
All right, so
friends and family.
Let's go through it. You have Avril Lavigne. You had Ryan Cabrera in terms of celebrities. There's a couple other people I didn't catch their names, so they're only two.
Dennis Haskins.
Mr. Belding, he's there. Hey, what is going on here? You had Dolph Ziggler, Dana Brooke. You had Rosa Mendez, Johnny Impact Morrison, Hennigan, all his nicknames. You had a bunch of people all there for the baby shower.
All there for the baby shower. And meanwhile, Mom is investigating while this is going on. And Mom discovers the truth. So Mom goes and gets Maurice and brings her down to the car, the Jeep that the cake was in. And she's like, I need to show you something. And Maurice is like, what? And she opens the back of the Jeep. And of course, there's the evidence, plain as day, of the frosting still on the console. There's flowers everywhere. And Maurice is like, what the hell is all this? And then they're both like, the cake. Oh my God, the cake. They ruined the cake.
This was the first cake.
This is why she got the cake that she wanted, because he ruined the first cake. And Maurice is like, oh my God, he's so full of shit. And she's like, George and Mike Bazanin, the worst combination ever. Never leave them alone. Bad things will happen, as we've clearly seen.
Yep.
So we'll go back to the baby shower. Everybody's having a blast. And it comes to the competition time. You're either Team Miz or Team Maurice. And I think the winner of the overall competition has to do diaper duty for a year.
Yeah.
Is basically the stip. And so we have three contests. The first one is blindfolded diaper changing, which Miz wins. The second one is basically baby bottle shots, where you're drinking, I think it was apple juice out of a baby bottle, and the first one to finish wins.
First team to finish wins.
Maurice wins that one.
Yeah.
And then last but not least is guess the number of gumballs in the baby bottle, which Maurice gets the closest, so she takes it. And Miz has to change diapers for a year, which he's not happy about. But I'm pretty sure he would have done anyway. So then Maurice's mom has another surprise that she wanted to give to Miz and Maurice for their baby shower. And they pull out the nude photo from the beginning of the episode, where it's the two of them kneeling opposite each other, butt naked. And Miz is like, no, why would you do this? He's like, everybody stop, put your phones down. No, stop taking pictures. Like, it was just so funny. Because they're both, like, half horrified, like, oh, damn it. You know?
Oh, yeah,
like, there's nothing you can do.
It's like, yeah, there's all of our stuff hanging around just for everyone to see.
Yeah, and all their friends are like, okay, all right. Like, and what's really hilarious is the photographer's front row. And the photographer is, like, the most horrified of everybody. Because she's just having flashbacks to that day. You know she is.
Oh, yeah.
She's seeing it all right there hanging out. She's like, oh god, why did you blow that up that big? But yeah. So, and then Mama Maurice tells Miz she thought he had more ass. And he's like, really? So then basically we go outside and Maurice essentially calls Miz out on his shit about the cake. She holds up one of the flowers from the previous cake and she's like, you know, what is this? And he's like, I don't know. And she's like, the hell you don't. What is this? And then he basically has to fess up to the fact that the first cake got ruined, but it's all forgiven. It's all good because he fixed it. And she got the cake that she wanted.
No, here's the thing. The one part you're forgetting. He was blaming his dad.
Yeah, he's blaming his dad.
And she was calling him like a five-year-old, just blaming his dad.
And he's like, no, it was his idea. It was all his idea. And she's like, oh my god, why do I deal with you? Like, to quote her, this is my life. This is going to be my life for the rest of my life, is dealing with this crap. But she seems okay with it. And, you know, but like I said, it's all forgiven. It's all good because she got the cake that she wanted and it all fell into place. And oh, yeah, by the way, the $2,000 cake, nobody ate. That is a waste of cake. I'm disappointed at everybody in that party. How dare you?
You spend $2,000 on a cake and no one eats the cake. I mean, come on now.
You freeze that or you take that somewhere and you make sure it gets eaten. But yeah, that's a tragedy that cake did not get eaten.
That was a $2,200 cake.
Because it was a beautiful cake.
So that was the episode.
That was the episode. A great second episode. I can't wait to see next week's. Should be continuing hilarious. Like I said, if you gotta watch this show. It's amazing. And if you're listening to this recap, why aren't you watching the show? But yeah, tell your friends, tell your family. Great show. Awesome. And that's all I can really say. But yeah. So you have stuff to plug?
Rock Radio Show on your favorite social medias. Facebook, Twitter, Stitcher, iTunes, Instagram, Google Play, all that fun stuff. Check out The Rock every Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here at rockradioshow.com.
You can follow me on Twitter at Linsward, LINSWRD, and you can go to my website, psychworddesigns.com. And well, you can listen to our other recaps of Total Bellas every Wednesday, and then coming soon, Total Divas. But tune in next week because we will have episode 3 of Ms. and Mrs. Sofa Rock. I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to the Rack Extra Reviews, Ms. and Mrs. Edition, and we will be back next week. Till then, bye!